Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, we want to welcome you to a new season for us here at the Church of Pentecost, Singapore. My name is Richard Kwachi, Senior Pastor at the Divine Exchange and Head Pastor at the Church of Pentecost here in Singapore. Today we embark on a journey that will ignite your soul and unleash the fervor of intercession within you. Welcome to Echoes of the Spirit. This is an extension of Pray SG. For those of you who don't know what Pray SG is, here at the Church of Pentecost, Singapore, we have made it our mandate to pray for the nation, pray for our nation, Singapore, and to be watchmen and women of the people of Singapore, and to mandate spiritually. We know that Ezekiel was mandated by the Lord to be a watchman of Israel. So we have been praying for the nation every week on Wednesdays, 8 to 9 p.m. at the church. And we've been streaming it live on YouTube also. If you go on our YouTube channel, you will find many episodes, many times of prayer. We can attest that in the depths of our beings, there are these echoes of the nation, echoes of individuals, echoes of families. This cry, that brothers, sisters, pray for us. And so with these desperate pleas that are woven into the fabric of our calling, and resonating with the very essence of our beings, we believe that it is our call to heed. I mean, how can we not heed this call? And so with every heartbeat, we are reminded of the weighty responsibility that is placed upon us, just as Samuel declared in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. He said, "Far be it from me to sin against the Lord by season to pray for you." Of course, the Word of God says we should pray without season. But that sense of not praying for others being a sin is something that needs to be returned. And we must, of course, revert back to that. And so we are standing firm and unwavering, fueled by the fire of the Holy Spirit within us. And like warriors on a mission, we will be journeying into the realms of the supernatural. And we will be armed, of course, with the Word of God, because we know that the Lord watches over His Word to perform it. And we hope that week by week, as we pray, you would be able to feel the electric current that surges through your veins as we, of course, tap into the divine frequencies of the Spirit and the claimed power and authority of the living God. As the ancient scriptures unfold, we will be witnessing the arm of the Lord moving in the lives of God's people. Of course, in the corridors of time, in ancient times, the Apostle Paul penned the words that still resonate today, that we should offer supplication, we should offer prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving for all people. And I pray that these words will stir up a holy fire within you that would propel you into the realms of intercession. We, of course, as people of God, have the power to approach the throne of grace boldly, unyielding in our faith and knowing that we have divine access to the supernatural. And so I pray that this truth would awaken the mighty intercessor that is already within you, so that you can join in this move of God that is emerging from within. I like scripture in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, because it really beckons us to persevere in prayer and to remain watchful and faithful and to maintain an attitude of gratitude. You see, if we were to look at the tenure of our lives and the things that unfold in our lives on a daily basis, it may be hard to have an attitude of gratitude because you may not be where you want to be yet. But the scriptures tells us to maintain an attitude of gratitude. And so we will be lifting up a fragrance of prayer on behalf of the nation, on behalf of families, on behalf of the authorities, on behalf of individuals. And we are praying that this would ignite a passionate pursuit of a divine connection, a new divine connection for you, that you would walk into an intimacy that perhaps you didn't have before. Of course, Apostle Paul longed for the believers to be filled with the knowledge of God's will and to be clothed with spiritual wisdom and understanding. And I pray that in the weeks to come, there will be a new breath that will be breathed into our lives, into our prayer lives, and that it would unlock the mysteries of God's purpose within us. So fellow Christians everywhere, I want to implore you to join us on this pursuit. Let the power of Pentecostal prayer, that's what I like to call it, Pentecostal prayer, arise out of you. Let there be a saturation, a stirring, a hunger within you to be part of this divine movement. We will have topical prayers and meditations as part of Echoes of the Spirit. And as we navigate through those topics, let your prayers rise as incense to the Lord. Let your petitions pierce the heavens, and together we will witness the transformative power of prayer manifest in our lives and in the lives of those that we are interceding for, and of course in the nation at large. If you're not part of a Christian community already, or you seek to know more, then we are based at floor 6, unit 127 at Trade Hub 21, 18 Boon Lay Way, of course Singapore. The postal code is 609966. You can find out more information about us as the Church of Pentecost Singapore and the Divine Exchange, of course other podcasts and all our social media handles for the different social media networks. You can find that on our website. Our website is www.copsingapore.com, www.copsingapore.com or copsingapore.com. And of course, if you want to get in touch with us, then please do feel free to get in touch with us at info@copsingapore.com or thecopsingapore@gmail.com. So we're looking forward to this new journey with you, with the Lord in intercession, this extension of Prayer SG, and your life will never be the same. We're wishing a blessed day to you all. May the Lord bless you.